Hey, it's Jim in New York. Can you hear me? All right. He wants to ask you about the mood of the leadership, whether they might come back to
him. They're already walking it back.
Low interest rates. It's a big part of the story. What are you going to ask me about?
Low interest rates.
What?
Low interest rates.
Do you want a card? It can be in a special color.
The court said that the supporters of Prop 8 had no standing to challenge
the lower court. Has no standing is how it reads in the ruling. That's a legal distinction.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it again in the break.
10 seconds.
Just those three. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Good show, everybody.
Yeah, hang on a second.
In 3, 2, roll in.
The JL Show at Christmas, brought to you by Amazon Prime Instant Video. Watch The Dark Knight Rises, The Walking Dead, Bree, Transparent Season 1, and more on Amazon Prime Instant Video, and have a truly family Christmas.
Beep, 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 choo!
My dear Moose!
So polite. Get
over here!
You're so polite.
Shut up!
Such polite.
Well, that didn't take them long. Did you get that recorded?
Yeah.
Well, there's some of my least favorite people currently living in Ireland.
Brian, I don't mind.
No, he's awful. No, Lauren is fine. She's a super. The other two are obnoxious.
Dude, Lauren.
Yeah. Oh no, she's. I don't dislike her. She's just an idiot. The other two are legitimately horrible people.
I didn't mean to do being my brother.
I mean, they're all stupid, but that.
Who are we talking about?
The people who were going, excuse me, excuse me.
Shopping is really good.
They said boo.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't say excuse me. She said moo. And he was like, when they were coming back, he goes, I'm gonna push your face in.
Aaron Baldwin just retweeted the interview should show Team America in its place.
Yes, that is not
a
stupid joke. No, I saw a good joke where Edgar Wright said, someone's here to save us, and it was a picture of Team America. But here's the thing. Alec Baldwin's not racist.
Adam Baldwin, Nickel. The greatest actor in the world.
Nickel, what day is it today? Because we don't know. It's either today, December 27th, or New Year's Eve. We don't know yet. We haven't decided yet. What day is it today?
Mystery spikes of methane suggest that there could indeed have been life on Mars.
Because in order for it to be New Year's Eve, I have to have my list. I don't have my list yet.
Okay, well, it's December
27th. So it's December 27th, yay.
Or it's Wednesday the 17th.
We have some very sad news on Christmas Day. James died.
Wait. Everyone shut up. We should go to our Christmas tree. Now, let's go.
Somebody mistook James for a vegetarian roast and put him in the oven. And he's dead now. Shit, that could be interpreted as a race joke. It wasn't intended as that. That's the problem. I don't take James's race into consideration. So when I make jokes about him, they can occasionally come off as being racist, but...
I think he just did it for money, no, for like a second.
Our listeners, in case they're not aware, should know that James is of Central American descent.
Cars 1 was good, but Cars 2 was...
We're not talking about Cars again. That was on yesterday's
money
episode.
Rap.
So, Mikkel, what did you do on Boxing Day? Which is, as we all know, the most exciting day of the year.
I watched the boxing match.
Boxing Day is Keane's half birthday. Boxing Day. St. Stephen's Day was a saint, and saints are religious, and religion is stupid, so it's Boxing Day.
Boxing Day in England.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we should just call it December 26th. So the fun part about doing an episode 2 weeks before it's released is that I have no clue what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks, which is why when we now talk about the fascinating developments going on about the film The Interview now, that will all have changed by the time we've done that. So when this episode's released, there is a substantial chance that many people would have been killed going to see this film in America, right? So if we sound like we're talking about it in bad taste, we are recording this on the 17th of December. So what's happening now is so the interview is coming out on Christmas Day, and it's this film with Seth Rogen and James Franco. And North Korea are like, we hate this film. It's an act of war. 2 months later, the Guardians of the Peace show up. Now, we don't know who the Guardians of the Peace are.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was listening to the soundtrack, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Best sound. The awesome mix, Volume 1. Awesome mix, Volume 1. Such a great soundtrack. It's just all these great 80s songs. It's so great.
Absolutely great.
It's the best. It's got, what's the Bowie song on it? Moon Age.
I don't know the name of it anyway.
Yeah. Well, the name of the Bowie song on it is one of these really obscure songs, but it's great. It's called Moon Age something. So the Guardians of the Peace, North Korea claim they are not connected to North Korea, but they are. North Korea has thanked them for their services. So the Guardians of the Peace hacked into Sony Pictures as punishment for the film, and they crashed all their stuff, and they've been leaking information ever since, and everyone knows this.
I think that is just brilliant, though. I think that's hilarious.
So I think that's okay. It's illegal. I'm not going to affirm it, but leaking information from a film studio is not the worst thing you can do, and it's fun. Well, now they're threatening to kill people. It is now a problem. They released a statement yesterday. They said, remember 9/11? This is going to be like 9/11. We're going to go to all the cinemas, showing the interview on Christmas Day. We're going to kill everybody. There's going to be bombs. There's going to be guns. And it's all going to be like this.
Well, you know,
they say everyone will know the name of North Korea, of Sony Pictures. They're destroying America. Hollywood is the worst. This film is an act of terrorism. And we will punish those who find fun in terror.
I only am.
So American Homeland Security say that these threats are not entirely legitimate, but the cinema chains have slowly now started to shut it down and say we're not showing the film, because if they show the film and if people are killed, they will have their asses sued off for negligence. So the studio now face a problem whereby they can release the film in a very small number of cinemas. They're probably going to lose the budget now anyway, because no one's going to go to see it. Cost 60 plus million to make.
So it's a proper movie, like.
This
not
is
just
Seth Rogen and James Franco. It's a proper movie. They go to North Korea to kill their movie. It's got a lot of CGI.
It's only released on the internet.
So now what they're considering is doing an on-demand release for it. Then releasing it in the cinema in like mid-February, when they've kind of caught the hackers and stuff, and it's, you know, so people who like it go to see it again. Like, they re-released Anchorman 2 last year, because that didn't do so well, but it's not coming out in Ireland until February anyway, so we don't have to be worried about this, but not that we will be anyway. I don't think North Korea gives a shit about us, or the Guardians of the Peace, but it is worrying, and it is fascinating, and by the time we're recording this, the film may have been released on demand, or it may have been released and nothing happened, or it may be released and people will have died, so we'll see.
What would they do that?
Won't be too long to find out. They'll probably announce today if they're going to pull it from cinemas entirely. They'll announce that today, but I don't think they will.
I won't go see it.
You wouldn't?
No, I won't go see it. Yeah. I won't.
I was going to go to see it, but
you're afraid of it.
Well, now it's out 2 months after it's out in the States, so yeah.
No one is going to watch it. No one is going to go to the cinema.
Well, they are. Because what hundreds of people are saying is, we can't let the terrorists win. This isn't even a legitimate threat. If we don't go, we're letting them win, and nothing's going to happen. But I don't know. I'm not going to go to the cinema if I think I'm going to get blown up. And what they say.
Yeah. I'm going to the cinema to get blown up.
North Korea doesn't want to go.
Oh, yeah, obviously not here.
No, they do.
They're like, we.
They're like,
we
come in
and we attack Ireland. We attack Ireland.
People are. They're saying, like.
Be here, Ireland. Ireland.
You can put a sign up in the. They said the only thing you can do to warn people is to put a sign up in the lobby of the cinema saying,
we're not here.
But if you go to see the interview, you are at risk of death from North Korea.
Not lying.
Now you can compete.
The iCinema is not liable for any limbs lost or death caused during this movie.
Oh, it's funny. I agree. For now, until dying happens.
Yeah.
But the Sony Pictures hacking is fantastic, because we're learning some really fascinating stuff. Although, these hackers have also played, they said that a few weeks ago, they have a big Christmas gift on Christmas Day for everybody.
Oh, cool.
From the hacking, so not the terrorism, but the hacking. And they reiterated that yesterday. They said, as well as our terrorism, we're going to be hacking, we're going to be leaking some new stuff. So I'm like, what could it be?
The fapping hurtful.
The only thing left is the Spectre screenplay for Bond 24, which they haven't leaked that yet. They haven't leaked it yet, but that's not big enough. They said this Christmas Day was going to like shut down the studio. Now maybe when they said that, they were referring to the terrorism. I don't really know. I love this.
Did they just leave all this information on their servers, Sony Pictures?
and obviously not very securely.
Oh no, it was in private. It was in private. Basically, they got emails. They got the private email system that they have. They got into that. They shut down the email for like 48 hours.
That's probably easy enough to do.
They basically went through all the emails and took out interesting information. So they found like emails between producers and actors where they were being offensive. They found somebody. Why would you email the James Bond screenplay to somebody? What kind of idiot would do that?
Do you know what you could actually do? Announce all the names and pictures of all the undercover Americans working inside like the Taliban and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be bad.
Pretty sure that happened on Homeland.
Sorry, it's only American.
That happened in like the last James Bond.
That happened in Homeland though, at the Homeland. I'm pretty sure Michael watches Homeland, so I'm not gonna spoil it for season 2.
It's not good, no.
They can't see it.
It's only good.
Yeah.
I'm only on season 1. So.
Yeah. Well, I know what's happening in Homeland because like my family watches, I sort of dip in and out of the room. I don't like it very much.
No, it's okay.
It's really slow.
Yeah, really slow.
And it doesn't have enough good dialogue, and the characters are kind of one-dimensional. Like, I can't really get engaged with something that slow if the characters and the dialogue aren't really, really engaging like they are in House of Cards.
You have to watch a lot of it to get anyway engaged.
Oh yeah, I want to talk about the last episode of The Newsroom that was on. Series finale. Final episode ever. It was fine. Alright, I enjoyed it. It was just, it's not a good show, really. Like, I like it a lot, but it's not great. And the final episode was kind of representative of that. There was a 10-minute song, musical number in the middle of it. These guys get there to a funeral, and they take out guitars, and they just go double bass, they start singing, "That's How I Got to Memphis." And it was just really, really fucking cheesy. And people thought, no, don't let that be the last scene of the show. No, it wasn't. It was the second last scene of the show.
I'm rewatching Suits again. It's actually brilliant.
Is it that good? Is it worth rewatching?
It's very good. I think it's probably one of the most quotable shows I've watched.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Suits. It's one of the most quotable shows I've watched. It's great.
Suits on the USA Network.
It got like 8.9 stars.
Harvard in.
8.9 out of 10.
On IMDb.
Yeah. Which is like pretty. Like
pretty
good,
yeah.
Can you get a box set of that?
Of Suits?
Yeah.
I don't know. Box sets are like so 1999.
House of Cards Season 3 coming out in February.
That's
February
27th,
yeah.
I'm going to start watching The Wire next week. That's my thing. I always thought it was like 200 episodes. I found that it was only 60. So I can manage that. I'll get to watch between January and April.
Christmas.
Huh?
You can do that on Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, 3 days. I probably could watch it over Christmas, but I'd say it's a bit depressing to kind of watch all day on Christmas Day The Wire with the, you know, gang warfare and Baltimore. So, yeah.
Wait, what about The Wire is such a rip-off of the
page. That's
also
a good one.
Also
funny. No, it was like Breaking Bad is sort of a rip-off of The Wire. Love Hate is a rip-off of Breaking Bad.
My brother's watching Breaking Bad.
I've never seen a full episode of Love Hate, so I fast-forwarded through the last episode because I wanted to see the last scene because it was in the papers and stuff. So
yeah,
I wanted
Mitch
to see
dies.
It was fucking terrible.
I thought it was
it's a bad show. I have no engagement with the story, so I'm sure it was moving, but like it's shot really badly. Fair City has better production values than Love Hate. Like, I think the cinematography, if you want to call it that, on Fair City is better than Love Hate.
I thought it was kind of sad.
And Fair City is just like an old lad, like just like holding a camera on a desk.
It is kind of funny because Fair City's always just handheld camera, or your camera moving like this. And then when they had their 25th anniversary episode where all this stuff happened, there was a big explosion.
Whoa, that blew the budget.
There was a slow motion shot of them running away. It was like Fair City in slow motion. Then
used an iPhone with the 120 frames per second mode.
And then they brought in score. They had music. Scoring the scene. Wow. Music never had before. First time
that
ever.
Must have cost an absolute fortune. At least a tenner online.
There was loads of cocaine in the car. And they couldn't get rid of it. The guards were coming up the road. They go, "What are we going to do?" So they threw a match on it. They throw a match on it. Goes. They run away in slow motion, and the music comes in with the violins, and it's all Michael Bay. Paul and Michael, his the guy who's sleeping with his wife, are having a street fight. go out to the street, and they have had a held camera for the first time ever. The camera's all shaking, and they pull it away from Paul, and Paul goes over to the thing. They bring in music, and it's fucking Eminem's Lose Yourself. And Paul is in his 60s, right? So Paul goes over to the trash heap, and he picks up a bar, and he just whacks Michael in the head with it. This is a great scene, actually. I ripped it off the RG player for YouTube.
A lot of Michael Bear references in that video I sent you.
Yeah.
I like that one. Does anyone have headphones?
No. Not that work, any.
Owen is enjoying his Twitter notifications.
No, I was playing a game.
Oh.
Who directed Gravity?
What?
Who directed Gravity?
Alfonso Cuarón.
No. Adam Baldwin.
Alfonso Cuarón, director of...
Adam Baldwin.
Director of Harry Potter and...
What else is Adam Baldwin?
He's in Firefly, The Last Ship. He's never made a film, I don't think. Oh, he's in Serenity. The film of Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it is a feature film.
Do you know what, Tom? Do you know what? 2.5 hour long.
I guess I'm not watching on Friday.
Really? 2.5 hour long.
No, it's like guess what we're training. It's like a movie that like make a bag of popcorn, have a drink, and I'm gonna watch Scrooge.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watch Scrooge.
Yes.
I'm gonna watch Men, Women, and Children.
because
I was sent a screener of it.
Well, you're reading it.
He's reading the book.
I am not gonna watch it.
Watch it afterwards.
Oh, I will whenever I get it.
I'll give you a copy of it.
I suppose it's easier to read than watch.
Especially in front of your parents.
Yeah. Although I was...
My dad watched it.
So did mine.
No,
he's like, what the flip?
I mean, I actually expected a lot more explicitity.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
There's only about 5 minutes of movie, and I thought there'd be like 20, 25. So.
Jake.
This is a shit ton of swearing and lots of cocaine. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to
take a butt. He's in our economics class. He's in economics. Yeah, you don't know that.
He's in our class. He's in our class.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. Well, my mom's asking, like, whenever she hears one, is there a fellow in your school? And I'm like, he's probably like third grade. I did not know that.
Yeah, was Tommy
Tiernan
ever on
the
late night show? Anyway, back on the show. Oh, I have to shout today and I have a bloody block head.
Everybody's dead. Rugby tonight, boys.
Fuck you.
Owen, I should probably read you the plot of our TV show.
Come
around
on the drink, boys. Three wise men.
No.
Guys, we are
session on the orange
guys,
juice,
boys. Guys, I'm actually being serious. We need to do that show.
Three wise men.
We need to find a Paki, a black man.
No, we're gonna get three famous actors to be in it. Who were the actors we chose last night?
Your man from Star Wars.
George Lucas.
Your man from the Star Wars.
Yeah. Adam Baldwin in it. George Lucas.
Oh, Adam Baldwin would be a guest star that comes on
Jar
Jar
Binks.
Jar Jar Binks.
Oh yeah.
Give me a pen and paper.
Wait, who?
We had
Gerard Butler, Adam Baldwin, and who's the third person?
Jar Jar Binks is the guy with the...
That's what I meant, the guy from Star Wars.
Wait!
He's in the new one.
Oscar Isaac is in the new one.
Oh, sorry. Who's Gerard Butler from?
Gerard Butler's the guy from the ad, 300. Gerard Butler, law-abiding citizen. I don't know.
That rom-com shit.
Yeah, he's the Scottish guy.
Right, from the
Boss Bottle.
The guy with the three-pointed lightsaber is actually Jar Jar Binks. It was confirmed yesterday.
What?
Jar Jar.
Two? Yeah.
Come on, Jar Jar.
They released that character's name, actually.
Okay. Is everyone okay with that title, or should I drop it there?
To drop the verse. Just three wise men.
Alright, three wise, and wise is in like, you know, those kind of bracket things.
And
2.5 wise men. Okay, so. Okay, so who plays the black man?
So the black guy's gonna be. It could be Robin Williams.
Black. Kevin Hart.
Robin Williams can paint his face black.
No.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
Guys,
Shaquille O'Neal.
Guys, this is serious.
Okay.
He's like a really tall guy.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen him on Jimmy Fallon once?
He was like this
size, and Jimmy Fallon was this size. He was looking down at him. And then he tried on Jimmy Fallon's jacket. Or no, Jimmy Fallon tried on his jacket.
Like down
went down to his feet.
Wait, who else?
Ice Cube.
Okay. No.
Who's the black kid?
What? Black kid. James
King.
Earl Jones.
Is he black?
Yes. James Earl Jones is the Lion King and he's Darth Vader's
boy. No, is this
boy.
A child? No.
No, it's only on now when everyone knows. He can't be a big actor. Okay.
James Earl Jones is a big star. It could be an and James Earl Jones show. Starring and James Earl Jones. No.
No, I'm talking about, I need a big black, powerful black guy.
50
Shaquille O'Neal is perfect. Shaquille
O'Neal, how do you spell
it?
No, not him. Shaq Attack.
Well, I'm reading out my TV show. I'm not that excited.
No, we're doing this first. No, Lucien, we're doing this.
Show.
No, Lucien, we're on my show.
Wise men. Let's do this.
Okay, we'll come back to the black guy. Okay.
One of them is Jesus.
Charlie Sheen.
Okay, who's our white king?
Our white king?
It's Charlie Sheen.
No, it's going to be Gerard Butler.
No,
not Gerard.
He's dead.
Yes.
Gerard Butler has to
Bill Murray.
Is it Bill Murray?
Bill Murray would never do it.
No, Bill Murray can be the Jesus.
Doesn't matter if he would do it.
No, Bill Murray has to be the baby Jesus.
If you're now.
Okay, Gerard Butler. B-U-G-L.
I know
it's not Butler. Okay, fine.
Who's our package?
Adam Baldwin.
No, he's a recurring actor.
Colin Adam Baldwin. The tough one.
Wait, who's the colored king?
The guy from The Hangover.
We have Charles from The Hangover. Black King or White King?
Oh yeah, Ken Jeong. You know, if you like Ken Jeong, he's in every episode of Community. He's great.
Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong is from Community in The Hangover.
He's in the community
as this crazy guy who lives in the air vents and he lives with his monkey up there and he's in every episode but he's only ever in it for like 1 minute. So in every episode he pops his head down and this one episode he comes down and they go, what is that? He goes, I masturbated in the study room and I did it everywhere.
I spelled Ken Jeong.
K-E-N-J-E-O-N-G.
J-E-O-N-G.
Maybe we get like...
Okay, so...
Peter Dinklage.
Who's our black king?
Chris Tucker.
No, Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
You know Kevin Hart. He's only like 5'2".
I hate Kevin Hart.
We need a big black guy.
Samuel Jackson.
Shaquille O'Neal.
No, nothing.
Denzel Washington.
He's not funny.
Who's the...
Yes, they have to be funny.
Yeah, but James Earl Jones isn't funny either.
Wait, it is a comedy, yeah?
Yeah, of course it is.
Alright.
It's a sitcom.
It's a sitcom, what do you think?
Alright, sitcom.
No, it's an intense character drama.
What's your... do you know any programs that we both watch? Or movies?
You know, Modern Family.
Black Eyed Peas, Interstellar.
Which one? There's two. There's the teacher and there's...
Actually,
there's two. There's the guy on the mission with them, and then there's a teacher at the beginning. But the guy who plays the teacher is actually a boy. The guy who plays the teacher
is actually... Black Eyed Peas, Armageddon. What's his name?
I haven't seen Armageddon. I refuse to watch Michael Bay films.
No, he's like a really big guy.
Okay, we'll come back to the
I can
guy.
Get it.
You'll know him. You'll know him. Mike, you've been to
No, we'll come back to the
okay. Cast.
Okay, what will the plot of our pilot be?
So, they have to come together to have to live in an apartment together, so...
Okay, cool.
So, one of them's working at a strip club.
Actually, no, what we should do is character background first. But, we need, character background.
Ghetto...
So one of them is a clown.
Ghetto, slum, and... rich white background.
Well, two of them are white. So.
Yes, it has to be really serious.
Oh no, one of them is Chinese.
Needs to be super.
No, because Ken Jeong is Chinese, and
needs to be really smart.
On Community, somebody says, "There's a crazy Chinaman up there," and he goes, "Excuse me, I'm Korean." And they go, and he goes,
"Shit,
no, I'm only joking. I'm Chinese."
Does anyone know the names of the three kings?
No one fucking knows the name of the three kings. They don't have names.
Will you look up the name of the three kings?
Jamar don't touch his phone with your hand.
I didn't touch it. I went like this.
You just touched it again.
I didn't. I went like
just
this.
Touch it again.
It's okay.
Your internet's actually really
Michael,
slow.
Michael, will you look up the name of the three
Bruce
kings?
Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis.
Billy Bob Thornton is in Armageddon. Dear
ben
Christ.
Dan.
Michael Clark Duncan. From the...
There, that's it.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Oh, is it?
He died in 2008.
Yeah.
Okay, from the Green Mile.
Look up the Three Wise Kings.
Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan's dead.
It's reading slow because we're in the canteen.
Wait, how did he...
He had a heart attack, I guess.
Oh, wow.
He died.
Well, Tom Hanks has to be a king.
But he's not.
You could do like...
He's not really funny anymore.
You could do like in Traffic Concert.
Then sit low. No, Robert Downey Jr. as the black guy from
Jack. What's his name? The character.
Oh, in the movie.
Going Full Retard. What's the character's name? Yeah. You know Robert Downey Jr. was nominated for an Oscar for that. Which is so funny because his whole character only exists as a joke about Oscars giving awards to people who play black characters. And in the film, he actually gets an Oscar.
From Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Serious?
He got an Oscar nomination for that.
Like, how?
I don't know. That was so weird. He was up against Heath Ledger as the Joker, so he had no chance, but...
Did he win an Oscar for Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger did, yeah. But he was dead, so...
That's searching, yeah. Yeah, it's
in there. It's really slow, because we're in the canteen.
What else is it, Armageddon?
Ben Affleck. It's not the Three Wise Kings.
Ben Affleck.
What?
He's in Armageddon.
He's like the main character.
Yeah, he is.
I haven't seen it.
Well, Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck.
It's Bruce Willis is the top billing, but Ben Affleck did it a lot more.
No, Ben Affleck, I'd say second.
Well, like, it's starring Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck is in it more.
I'm going to do a bit of work on this when I get home.
Just Ben Affleck wasn't a big star.
We need a deadline date for when we're going to submit this to NBC.
Okay.
It must be out by Christmas Day.
No, by next Christmas. NBC pilot season is from January to March, so...
We need to buy some extremely expensive gear.
We have to get the actors first.
Oh, right, yeah. That's going to be expensive.
Jared Butler doesn't really have a career.
You reckon they do it for a cup of tea?
I'm going to read out my show. This is that actual realistic show that we're actually going to make. This is a
show... Make the Angel Gabriel case.
This is a show of...
Just because.
This is a show about Lucy and Kean and Owen making a show about Lucy and Kean and Owen trying to make a show. Was there any purpose for that, or did they just stop?
Yeah, they're all clapping at John.
John who?
John Hulu.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Joseph Coney!
Yes, Joseph Coney's probably dead.
There's
a guy I follow on Twitter, and every day he tweets a thing with hashtag Coney2012 in it. So today he tweeted, RIP Robin Williams, hashtag Coney2012. So this is a show about Lucy and Kean and Owen, possibly others, making a show about Lucy and Kean and Owen making a show. So the show that they're making within the show they're making within the show, in episode one, Lucien cannot come up with any original ideas because he doesn't read enough French philosophy. He becomes an expert on the subject. Meanwhile, Kean sells his soul to Hollywood and Owen tries a new flavor of ice cream. In episode two, Lucien is kidnapped by the Westboro Baptist Church for his portrayal of Jesus in Beware the Horror Ghost. Owen enlists a guest star to rescue him. Meanwhile, Kean is offered a role in Scott Waugh's Inversion. A film which only exists to torment me.
Am I too late?
Yeah. Episode 3. As threats are made by anti-horror ghost groups. This is like the interview situation. As threats are made by anti-horror ghost groups, Luke goes into hiding. Lucien. Kean meets Scott Waugh for a role. While Owen goes on a binge watch of SpongeBob SquarePants. Episode 4. When Mikkel is... But neither of them are in Facebook. I'm on Facebook, so that's not going to work. Twitter lists
Snapchat.
Are the worst. There's no Snapchat groups.
They actually have a group.
They have a thing called lists.
You know how in House of Cards you have the text message thing?
Yeah.
You just do Snapchat instead.
Or you also do it on
Snapchat
on WhatsApp. I mean, WhatsApp is the next... WhatsApp is the next best messenger after Facebook, so you all should use it. I don't know.
It costs 99 cents a year.
Not for the first year,
okay,
which I am just about into. So.
I've actually been serious. I mean, we need to do this show before someone else does.
So, episode 4. When Mikkel has sent classified documents about the plot of Inversion, Luke and Owen break into his complex to steal them. Meanwhile, Kean goes on the date with the ghost of... Couldn't think of anything funny, so... Just left that blank.
Scarlett Johansson.
No, the ghost of like Minnie Mouse or something. It's a Hollywood satire. Episode 5. Luke posts the plot of Inversion on BuzzHub, and Mikkel is arrested for obtaining the documents.
And he believes me because firing with North Korean
gold. And you know, but no. because this is a meta show, Bickle's gonna be played by like Shane. So Luke posts the plot of Akian drops out of Inversion and is replaced with Ty Burrell. Owen tracks down his long-lost uncle and discovers a secret.
What's the secret?
We don't know. Lucien and Scott Waugh take part in a live TV debate.
Who's going to play Mary?
Lucien and Scott Waugh take part in a live TV debate. Kean visits Michael in jail.
Yes.
And Owen discovers a terrifying secret.
When do I get out, though?
We'll find out. In episode 7, Owen is conflicted over what actions to take. He goes to Lucien and Kean for help. Bottle episode! This whole episode is just us talking in a room, because, you know, it's cheap.
What do you mean by bottle?
That's the term. If you watch Community, you know. It's a term for an episode that takes place in one room to save a budget. This episode's of Friends, where they just sit around the room talking for the whole show. Episode 8, the world faces the repercussions of the Inversion ruse. It's all a plot to take down Hollywood. Owen becomes a revolutionary figurehead. Kean is tracked down and killed. Spoiler! Episode 9, as Hollywood falls to the ground, Lucien reads Kean's liturgy at his funeral. Owen and Mikkel lead the invisible... Oh shit, I said liturgy. Owen and Mikkel lead the invisible royalty-free army into battle. The invisible royalty-free army. Come, invisible royalty-free army. And in episode 10... Lucien goes on a quest to save the last remaining copy of The Cat in the Hat before Hollywood is destroyed. Mikkel reveals himself as Scott Waugh in disguise.
Holy!
He's wearing a mask the whole time. And murders Owen, but throughout the show you're wearing a really crappy mask. And says, I'm Mikkel!
Then Mike Myers.
Here we go. We had no idea. Mikkel. I'm almost done. Lucien rides in on a dragon and slays Scott Waugh. The world shall live to sleep another day.
Mike Myers jumps off his cat in the hat and sits at the table.
So I think that's going to be a really fantastic show, and I can't wait to make it. Okay, guys, come back. We'll be back very soon with our New Year's Eve show. See you then. Goodbye.